Hello, this is Paula with the Vermilion County News on Thursday, January 8th, 2026, a new year. We'll start with a story titled DACC Board Member Censored, written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. A Danville Area Community College board member was censored according to a resolution on the by the board on Monday. The resolution states that Trustee Dylan Hahn violated the Illinois Open Meetings Act by disclosing closed session matters. The resolution shared during Monday's board meetings states Trustee Dylan Hahn disclosed information from a properly convened closed session without board authorization, violating board policy and the expected conduct of trustees. Illinois law states that if there is an Open Meetings Act violation, criminal charges may be filed. Closed or executive sessions are not open to public and are designated for discussing specific items. These items address employment, discipline, negotiations for employees or students, and other private matters the board is not required to disclose publicly. Additional information about the Open Meetings Act is available online at www.illinoisattorneysgeneral.gov. The board cited in the resolution, in part, the violations of disclosure undermine the board's ability to engage in candid discussion and expose the college to potential legal and reputational risk. Hahn met with the colleague's safety and security officer and chief of campus security without notifying the board president, which they say such behavior undermines the position of the president and the president individually, in contradiction to the commitment of the Board of Trustees. Hahn is being censored for his breach of closed session confidentiality, as well as violating standards of practice for the DACC Board, according to the resolution. Dr. Randy Fletcher, the College Board President, declined to comment on the matter, stating it was a board matter. Next story is titled, Another Closure, Bath & Body Works Works to close January 24th. And this again is written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. There's a picture of empty storefronts in is a sign of the times at Danville's Village Mall on Wednesday. Only a handful of stores are still in business as the mall goes up for auction on January 26th. And then there's a picture of Bath & Body Works, one of the last remaining interior stores at the Village Mall, have announced plans to close on January 24th. The inside of the Village Mall in Danville was once the place to be, but like many malls throughout this country, it has now become another place for people to walk instead of shop. Another closure comes to the Village Mall. Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. Announced at the Danville City Council meeting that Bath and Body Works will close its doors at the Village Mall on January 24th. Williams reminded the council, as you all know, Dunman's is now closing, and I just received notification right before this council meeting that Bath & Body Works will be closing. The Commercial News contacted Bath & Body Works Corporate Public Relations Department several days ago, but has yet to receive a response. According to an online document by the company detailing its third quarter earnings in 2025, the retailer closed 143 stores across the country. However, the company appears to be closing most of its mall locations, with the opening of either new or remodeled stores in 358 locations throughout the country. Many of the new locations are standalone. Meanwhile, the Village Mall itself is set for auction on January 26th. The listing is available on loopnet.com. Simply search for Danville Village Mall. Williams at first had no comment about the upcoming auction of the Village Mall. Williams said incentives that would have brought in around $800,000 a year in revenue. However, the taxes went unpaid, so it is now up for auction. What's happened is they have not even paid the taxes on the non-grocery store area, and it is being auctioned off at an auction later this month, Williams said. $700,000 is the starting bid, so that's the minimum bid in order for that. Now, mind you, it just sold for just over $400,000 last year. Williams said the investors have stopped all communication with the city. We have also offered them incentives, as we have with other businesses, and unfortunately they are not non-communicative, Williams said. But I think that it's important that we're always as transparent as possible about the efforts that we have made to try to not only keep, but to retain, but to recruit businesses. Calls are made to the Bath & Body Works location, but workers said they are not allowed to comment. Bath & Body Works is one of the few remaining indoor mall stores. Inside access stores still open are City Trends and Hibbett Sporting Goods, while stores Ross, County Market, and Slumberland are still open. DACC will also host its barbershop college in the mall. Next story is titled Mayor, Council Discuss Business Developments. This again is written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. Since this fall, multiple businesses have either left the area or reduced staffing, which has not gone unnoticed by Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. Heister Yell, which has been in business in Danville for more than 50 years, announced its closure in early December. Williams spoke about this situation in the city as a priority to discuss. Number one is the situation with Heister Yell, Williams said. I would like everyone to know just some of the things that we did in order to try to prevent them from leaving our community. Williams said he and Logan Kronk were approached by representatives about consolidation costing the city of Danville around $30,000. The business negotiations were radio silence for months, according to Williams. We showed them many different cells throughout the community, some that were in Danville and some that were not in Danville proper, Williams said, as the investors became serious and communicative. Although I want them to be in Danville, if they're not going to be there, it's much better that they just be outside of Danville or in Tilton or Hoopston or Westville or Georgetown than if they leave our community entirely. That's 200 and some odd good paying jobs. Williams said city officials worked to put together a proposal with support from the council, as well as support from Governor J.B. Pritzker and Christy Richards with the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. They put together a package as well. We thought we put together a really strong package, and it seemed that we did, Williams said. A couple of months passed, and I'm on vacation, and they call and say, we need $1.5 million more, Mayor, to which Williams said he was reluctant but wanted to secure the business, so he reached back to the members of the state government. As part of the package, Heister Yell engineering staff would receive free tuition from the University of Illinois, as well as collaboration from the university on projects. Williams said not long after he was informed the company was considering the Avon, Indiana location. Fast forward 2 days before Thanksgiving, I get a call from my team in panic mode, Mayor. They're telling us they need $5 million more dollars, Williams recalled. I reached out to the state again. Williams said the state was able to come up with an extra $4.5 million to meet the demand of $5 million. And at that time, the developer, Paul Offit, offered to reduce the cost of the structure by $10 million, making city officials feel comfortable with the company staying in Danville. But that all came to a swift change when Williams said he found out that they were leaving the city from the news media. Williams thinks the company moved over the border due to lower minimum wage and unions. What I can tell you is that, unfortunately, our shop here is one of the last union shops in the country, Williams said. So in my estimation, I wouldn't be surprised if it had something to do with that, especially given that they have told all of their employees that work here that if they want to continue to work over there, they have to reapply for their jobs. Minimum wage is $7.25 an hour versus $15 an hour in Illinois. Alderman John Cooper agreed that the business crossing the border signals what he calls advantages over Illinois. So you know that's putting us in a bad spot with us being on a border, Cooper said. I mean, we went above and beyond, I'm sure. How can we combat that? And I don't know even know how if we're going to be able. Williams is optimistic despite the current circumstances. On how do we combat that, make sure that we're as good as possible to do business with here, to make sure that we have incentives available when we do have the opportunity to grab things, Williams said. And the other thing is we're going to be working with Vermilion Advantage for them to be more proactive, which Williams says he thinks this will be corrected soon as Vermilion Advantage finalizes the hiring of its next CEO. As we hire the next CEO, we can be assured that we have someone who's innovative and proactive instead of always reactive, Williams said. Alderman Jalil Jones suggested more businesses near busier roads. I just think it would be a very reasonable thing to maybe put more business out by the highways rather than in town, Jones said. We can't tell them investors where they are going to invest their money, Williams said. We can incentivize it, which we have, but ultimately they decide, you know, where they want to be. The mayor indicated many choose to put the shop near the busiest intersections, which for Danville, he says, are mainly up north, like Winter and Vermilion streets. There is an appropriate time for a more lengthy discussion, said Alderman Doug Ahrens said. Okay, we'll run through the obituaries. Dwayne David Woodrow, age 81, of Kingman, Indiana, passed away on January 4th, 2026. Visitation services will be held at Fountain Central High School gym on Sunday, January 11th from 2 to 5 p.m. The family requests you wear your high school letter jacket in Dwayne's memory. There will also be a visitation on Monday, January 12th at Sanders Funeral Care at 203 South 1st Street in Kingman from 10 till the time of the funeral service at 11, with Pastor Steve Crum officiating. Burial will be in the Kingman Fraternal Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that the memorial contributions to be considered to the Dwayne and Phyllis Woodrow Scholarship Fund. Donations can be made online at wicfinc.org/donate ?fund equals Dwayne, and can be mailed to Southeast Fountain Community Foundation, attention Dwayne and Phyllis Woodrow Scholarship Fund, P.O. Box 95, Vetersburg, Indiana, 47987. Envelopes will be available at the visitation and funeral. Melvin C. Lane, 71, of Georgetown, passed away at 5:22 a.m. on Tuesday, January 6th at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. A service to celebrate the life of Melvin C. Lane will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday, January 12th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Pastor J. Sorrell will officiate. Burial will follow at Oak Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, January 11th from 2 to 5 p.m., also at the Sunset in Danville. Memorials in his name can be made to the American Heart Association. Marilyn L. Satterwhite Weinard, a founder of Danville Area Community College, has passed away. She died of pancreatic cancer on January 5th at the age of 83. Visitation will take place on Friday, January 9th from 5 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, January 10th from 9 to 10 a.m. with funeral services held Saturday, January 10th at 10 a.m. at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Burial will follow at Rossville Cemetery. And Robert Bob C. McGee, age 74, died January 1st. He was born October 1st of 1951 in Paris, Illinois. Honoring Bob's wishes, there will be no visitation or services. Next story is titled Hill Represented with Vocational Service Award by Rotary Club, and this is written by a staff reporter in Danville. Tanya Hill was presented with the 2025 Vocational Service Award on Monday during a ceremony hosted by the Danville Noon Rotary at St. James United Methodist Church in Danville. Hill, who is the Executive Director of the Danville Area Community College Foundation, was presented the Paul Harris Fellowship Award by Dr. Donald Rokosh. Additionally, proclamations came from State Representative Brandon Switzer, State Senator Paul Ferrarci, and Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr., all of who shared their congratulatory remarks and appreciation. Williams declared January 5th to be Tanya Hill Day. Tanya Hill exemplifies the very spirit of Rotary's commitment to vocational services, using one's skill, passion, and influence to make a positive difference, said Rotary President Terry Cummings. We are proud to recognize her today and grateful for the countless ways she continues to serve our community. Danville Rotary Club meets on Monday, joining Hill in the there's a picture of Tanya Hill Center was presented with the 2025 Paul Harris Fellowship Award by the Danville Rotary Club on Monday. Joining Hill in the photo from left to right are Rotary Officers Dr. Ronald Sir Foss, Natalie Duncan, Dr. Donald Rokosh, and Emily Duncan. Next story is titled Vermilion County Trustee Program Online Auction Scheduled for January, written by a staff reporter in Danville. Vermilion Advantage and the Vermilion County Trustee Program, known as VCTP, is pleased to announce its upcoming online auction of surplus and vacant land parcels scheduled to take place on January 21st and 22nd. The event offers prospective buyers an accessible and transparent opportunity to acquire valuable properties across the region. The online auction will feature a diverse selection of parcels ranging from residential lots to single-family homes, all available for competitive bidding through a user-friendly digital platform. The initiative aims to promote community development, stimulate local economic growth, and efficiently manage surplus land holdings. Auction date is January 21st and 22nd. Registration opens January 8th. Platform public-vadv.eproperty-plus.com. Registration interested participants can register at Vermilion County Trustee Program. Preview period, view property details and images on January 8th. Visit the VADV eProperty Plus public site to review properties that are going to be available. Properties will be posted in early January ahead of the auction dates, which are just the 21st and 22nd. Participants must have an eProperty Plus public site account for the auction. The Vermilion County Trustee Program encourages all prospective bidders to review the detailed inventory. For more information, including registration instructions and a list of available parcels, please visit www.vermilionadvantage.com or contact Mike Levin at 217-442-6201. VCTP looks forward to engaging with the community and facilitating opportunities for growth and investment through this upcoming online auction. The Vermilion County Trustee Program works to address blight, stabilize neighborhoods, and promote sustainable growth through strategic property management and development initiatives. Next story, written by a staff reporter in Danville, is applications available for broadband grants. The TREP School is taking applications for broadband grants for businesses. 40 businesses located in Vermilion County can receive up to $500 each towards upgrading their internet service to fiber broadband or towards hosting their business website. The $20,000 in funds for the broadband grants were provided by the Vermilion County Board to Vermilion Advantage as matching funds for the Economic Empowerment Center grant Vermilion Advantage received from the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Vermilion Advantage contacted the TREP school to provide the programming for the grant. When the need for matching funds arose, it was important to us, to all of us, that we use the matching funds to provide resources for local businesses, said Tricia Teague, founder of the TREP school and Danville Alderwoman. We know that having a website is critical for any business, and that business efficiency can be hampered by slow internet. These grants can help these businesses be more competitive, which ultimately can have an overall positive impact on our local economic development efforts. To be eligible for the grants, business owners must live or have their business located in Vermilion County. Additionally, they must complete an IRS W-9, an application, and 360-degree business assessment and growth plan with the TREP school. Once eligibility has been determined, the TREP school and Vermilion Advantage will coordinate with the business owner to provide the funds directly to the vendor on the business's behalf. For more information or to apply, go to the website www.thetrepschool.com and select Broadband Grant in the menu, or contact the TREP school at 217-497-9227. There's a picture on A2 of OSF Healthcare Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville welcomes twins into the world on January 1st. In the 5 a.m. hour, Mom Diana and Dad Irving became the proud parents of twins. Dinora was born at 5:36 a.m. and Damien was quickly followed at 5:37 a.m. Next story by a staff reporter in Danville is First Friday's schedule released. The City of Danville is pleased to announce the continuation of First Fridays in downtown Danville, a 12-month event series now in its fifth year. Held on the first Friday of each month, these events offer free or low-cost activities open to all. The series is funded through sponsorships secured by the City's Community Relations Department, ensuring the program remains affordable for residents without relying on taxpayers' dollars. The 2026 season is here, and we are proud to share this year's sponsors and event schedule. We invite all families to join us on the first Fridays of every month. Join your neighbors, create meaningful connections, and help shape downtown Danville into the vibrant destination you want it to be. If you are interested in sponsoring the event series, volunteering, or just for more information, reach out to the Community Relations Coordinator, Lindsay Franz, at lfranz@cityofdanville.org or at 217-431-2317. This year's schedule started on January 2nd with Fire and Ice and at the David S. Palmer Arena. Up next will be Glowin' the Galaxy at Illini Skateland on February 6th. Other events this season are Danville's Got Talent Battle of the Best on March 6th, Danville's Olympics on April 3rd, 5K Super Run on May 1st, Summer Luau on June 5th, Downtown Carnival on July 3rd, Science in the City on August 7th, Discover Danville on September 4th, Folklore Progressive Dinner on October 2nd, Potter Fest on November 6th, and the year concludes with the Night of Lights Parade on December 4th. Sounds like a good lineup. Slow news day, so we'll go through some sports lineup roundup. Trojans get past Hilltoppers. And this is written by Marvin Holman and Armstrong. In their last meeting, Armstrong Potomac had to rally in the second half to defeat Schlarman Academy. On Tuesday, it was another back-and-forth battle in the first half as the Trojans and Hilltoppers were tied 25-25. But in the second half, AP took all the drama out as they outscored Schlarman 32-13 to win 57-38. Rise Showalter had 12 points and 12 rebounds for the Trojans, while Ryan Edwards had 10 points and 6 rebounds. Aiden Deck had 9 points. Gage Foster had 8 points, and Luke Townsend had 5 points and 6 rebounds. Noah Fowler had 12 points with 8 rebounds for the Schlarman, while Will Fowler had 10 points. Mark Lehman had and Mark Quan Pinkston had 6 points, and Mason Crosby had 4 points and 13 rebounds. The Trojans will face Cisna Park on Friday, while the Hilltoppers will host Watseka on Friday. Westville 58, Cisna Park 33. The Tigers went to 15-0 with a home win against Cisna Park. Matthew Darling had 16 points for Westville, while Easton Barney had 13. Aiden White had 11, and Kipton Apple added 8. The Tigers will play North Vermilion on Saturday. Salt Fork 54, Milford 47. In Catlin, the Storm had a 29-20 halftime lead and was able to hang on to beat the Bearcats on Tuesday. Ian Church had 10 points to lead Salt Fork, while Braxton Clem and Fletcher Clem each had 9. Weston Church, Maddox Stein, and Tristan Wire each had 6, and Eli Ware had 5. Jack Van Hovelen had 30 points to lead all scorers for Milford. The Storm will hit the road on Friday to face Georgetown Ridge Farm. In prep school basketball, girls basketball, Mahomet Seymour 69, Danville 31. In Mahomet, the Lady Vikings were doubled up at the halftime at 38-19 and could not recover against the Bulldogs. Ashanti Conaway had 9 points for Danville, while Jada Bell had 8, Adriana Burns had 5, and Anna Haupt, Brisha Bland, and Imani Hughes each had 3. The Lady Vikings return to action on Friday when they take on Peoria High. And Salt Fork 43, Heritage 26 in Catlin. The Salt Fork girls basketball team started strong on Monday, and it was good enough for a 43-26 win over Heritage. The Storm had an 11-1 first quarter. And I need to go to another page here, so hang on 1 second. First quarter lead and a 19-13 halftime lead in the victory, with Sailor Packett scoring 12 points, Bracey Hurd getting 11, Morgan Russell and had 10, and Taylor Remol added 8. Salt Fork will return to action Thursday against Georgetown Ridge Farm. Okay, community briefs. The Vermilion VCCD takes 2026 shelter reservations. The Vermilion County Conservation District will soon start taking 2026 reservations for Kennecott County Park and Forest Glen Preserve. Both venues offer building and shelter rentals for your next gathering, a wedding, a birthday party, a reunion, a graduation celebration, or just a family gathering. The first day to make these 2026 reservations is Monday, January 5th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Kennecott's Administration Building or at the Forest Glen Staff Office. Phone call reservations will begin at 8 a.m. To reserve a shelter at Kennecott, call 217-442-1691, and for Forest Glen, call 217-662-2142. For full details on available shelters, including pricing, capacity, and photos, visit vccd.org/services. Kennecott County Park is located at 22296 Henning Road in Danville. Forest Glen Preserve is located at 20301 East 900 North Road in Westville. And Higher Dimensions Host Food Mobile. The food mobile created by the Eastern Illinois Food Bank will be stopping by at the Higher Dimensions Faith Center located at 1700 North Bowman Avenue at noon on Tuesday, January 13th. The food mobile program bridges the gap between pantry visits for those in rural and underserved areas. Anyone meeting state income guidelines is welcome to attend a distribution regardless of residency. No documentation is required to receive food. For more information, email the Eastern Illinois Food Bank at marketing@eifoodbank.org. So, Illinois Lottery, pick 3, 556, pick 4, 7842, lucky day 12, 14, 37, 42, and 45, and the jackpot's $10.55 million. And Indiana is 823, pick 4 is 5690, jackpot's 10.5 million, Powerball is jackpot is 105 million, and Mega Million is 199 million. So that'll be it for today, Thursday, January 8th, 2026. Hope you all had a good Christmas and New Year's, and hopefully it's supposed to be decent supposed to rain today, so have your umbrella ready. Anyway, hopefully it's supposed to be a good week. Turn cold again next week. So enjoy the week. Hopefully see you again next week. Take care.